Hey, sports fans, it's world champion Andy Gepper, Mike North. Punch this number in your phone right now. If you're driving, pull over. 1-800-808-3419. 1-800-808-3419 for a free pick and info for the premier handicapping site in the country, Vegas Scores and Odds.com. It's the only site you'll ever need with expert handicappers like John Anthony, Denny Macklin, Tony Sacco, Ray Monahan, yours truly, and many more. Check out the homepage of Vegas Scores and Odds.com for a tote board with your buddy. Follow Vegas Scores and Odds on Twitter and dial up 1-800-808-3419. It's 1-800-808-3419, 1-800-808-3419, or go to VegasScoresandOdds.com.
What follows is for news and entertainment purposes only. Any use of the forthcoming information in violation of any federal, state, or local law is prohibited.
Mike North, you are on fire.
You know anybody else that good?
No.
No, they'll tell you they are. They may think they are, but we're documented every single week. The eye is on us.
That's
and
right.
I ain't talking about the eye of CBS, the public eye.
The first feeling I got when I won a bet was elation. The worst feeling was when I lost a bet and I wanted to jump off a balcony.
Give me a quick betting tip.
Yeah, do win and don't lose, but usually it doesn't always work out that way. How many times you heard this? I'm going to Vegas. I go, how'd you do? Well, if I lost $4,000, but you know, you go there to have fun. No, you go there to win. And that's what's wrong with people. They have the negative mentality in anything they do, including sports, before you even laid the bet down. So you got to be positive. Vegas Scores and Odds is the landing place that gave me an opportunity to handicap. They let me show what I could do. And there's packages, there's free picks. What does Vegas Scores and Odds do when you perform? They reward you and they take care of you, and that's why we're ready to do this show.
The Vegas Scores and Odds Advantage with Mike North starts right now. That's right, Vegas Scores and Odds Advantage with Mike North starts right now. I am Aldo Gandia, Mike's wingman, and did you miss it on Tuesday night? If you did, this is what it sounded like.
In the air, center field, this should do it. Robles will squeeze it, and there it is! The Washington Nationals are National League champions! There will be a World Series in D.C.
That's right, the World Series is going to D.C. The first time in the history of the Nationals franchise that they will be playing in the World Series. Mike North and I will look back on their historic season. We'll also get you ready for the Yankees and Astros Game 4. It's been postponed to Thursday night because of rain out in New York. So we'll talk about how that postponement might help the Yankees. And there'll be football at Soldier Field Sunday. The Saints come marching in. Mike will give you his latest thoughts. It's Wednesday, and of course, that means Mike North has three free picks for you. Let's bring him in now. Mike North, how are you, my friend?
Oh, I'm so glad it's Wednesday, Aldo. Are you kidding me? This 0-3 that I had last week been hanging over my head. Now, people tell me, Mike, why? Why? Because I want to win on all venues. Now, if you haven't heard, if you didn't see my Wednesday report, so to speak, where I really tell you it's called Accountability Wednesday. Usually it's Accountability Tuesday, Els, but I was too lazy to do it yesterday, so I moved it to Accountability Wednesday. I'm just being straight and honest, laying around all day, played a little golf in the morning. I said to myself, forget about it. So I put it all up. I had a very good week at Vegas Scores and Odds, just destroyed. Then I had an average week at the Odds Couple with Carmen and Yerkes and those guys, 2-2. But then I go 0-3 to go 9-9. Now I have a winning record or a 500 above record on all platforms. But I learned something the other day. It doesn't do any good to explain, because when I go 3-0, I don't spend a whole lot of time. You know, I went with the Bears here, or I went with UCLA there, or I went with this team there, blah, 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 blah. And we get over in 2 minutes. It doesn't do any good to explain. So yesterday, I'm watching, because people don't want to hear an explanation, Els. You went 0-3, we sucked. You go 3-0, we're good. It doesn't do any good. I can't give an explanation because the system tells me who to go with. Sometimes the system wins, sometimes it doesn't. But I heard this lady, Anita Marks, She's on that show, The Daily Wager on ESPN. Pretty good show, good graphics, colorful. Lately, they've been taking a little slapping around, if you will. And she said, Sunday, I got blanked, but we'll try to turn it around today. That's all she said. Because if you try to explain every day, it sounds mundane and crazy. So that's what I'm going to do from now on.
Yeah.
If we go 3-0, maybe I'll give you an hour's an explanation. If we go 0-3, it's very simple. I'm trying to win every game, just like the other night. Just like the other night. What a rat hole. What a – their damn families are all rats. They're rats. The referees. I had Green Bay, and the guy fell down at the 2-yard line. The guy fell down. And if he scores, I get the over two. Instead, I get neither. Because the game was the worst officiated game I've ever seen. And they're calling stuff that isn't even existing right now. So, you know what? It's because of replay. None of this stuff like hands to the face. If you didn't have replay and the crazy replays now, you wouldn't have even known about this stuff 30 years ago. That's just the way it is. But, hey, I'm ready to go. I had to get all that in. I'm fired up. We got a whole hour of entertainment. It's Wednesday night. And, by the way, if I can, I want to give condolences once again to Fred Huebner. His lovely wife, Pat, passed away. And we're going to be going to the wake tonight. And I just want to just say that Bebe and I have known Fred and Pat for like 25, 30 years. Very good friends. And we'll be out there for him. But, man, you lose your spouse. That's a toughie.
That is a terrible, terrible thing, Mike. Please give Fred from the barroom our condolences, and we're thinking about him. And we got listeners all around the world. Tell people who may not be familiar with Fred Huebner who he is, Mike.
All right, great point, Elts. Fred is a guy that works at AM 1000, and me and him were together as a team for a while at the Score. Sports Radio 670. We became friends. We traveled together. We went to remotes. We had, you know, the same thing I did with Jigs, the same thing I did with Doug Buffone, the other hosts, Jesse, Jennifer Patterson, Jen Patterson. So we went to Vegas. We went, you know, we'd go out of town. Him, me, and John Mamola one afternoon in Boston when I took the show to Boston. We must have polished off I don't know how many beers. Great, great relationship with Fred. Good people. Solid guy, a Cicero guy, and Pat was just wonderful. And Bebe and Pat had been corresponding for the last couple of years while she was sick. And I'll tell you this, Pat's a guy, Pat's a woman that was always there for people, and Fred's the same way. And Fred's a great host. He hosts still on AM 1000 on Saturdays, and he also hosts and fills in. So it's a great great guy. We'll see what happens now. And you know what? Just prayers.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said, Mike. Thank you for doing that.
It's a tough transition after that, but what are you going to do?
Yeah, well, you know, let's see if I can find the right words. Joe Maddon has new life. He's my manager with the California Angels, and he signed a contract. I don't think the details on the deal are out yet, but clearly the Angels are coming off a very disappointing season. They're in need of signing some free agent help, and the news from the Chicago Tribune is that perhaps with Joe Maddon going out to the California Angels, somebody like Gerrit Cole could be headed back to his home area, and that the whole hiring of Maddon might replicate what the Cubs did. John Lester was lured to Chicago because of the Joe Maddon hire. What do you think about this, about Joe Maddon headed to California and being the manager there, and can he attract some big-name talent?
Well, he won at Tampa, but Tampa, they had been stockpiling draft picks for about 10 years.
Right.
So then they all came to fruition. Joe came and got it straightened out and did the job. Got to give him credit. You go to the World Series with the Tampa Bay Rays, you know what? At that time, that's a damn monumental thing. Then he wins with the Chicago Cubs. They went out. They got Hendricks. They went out. Got Arrieta. Don't forget about Arrieta, folks. Don't ever forget how big Arrieta was. Yep. They went out and got him from Baltimore. Then you had Lester. So, you know what? Hayward. They go out and got all these guys. This is going to be tougher. They have a losing culture with the Angels. There's no doubt about it. The Angels are a late game, talk about 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
They disappear off the face of the earth to most baseball fans.
Right.
Mike Trout is the greatest superstar who nobody's ever seen for the most part. I just can't wait till Joe tells Mike Trout he's got to go to second base. You know?
Yeah.
All right? Or he's got to go to right field. I mean, is Joe Maddon going to play that game? I don't. Is he going to move Trout from center to left, from center to right? And before anybody says he wouldn't do that, hey, we spent $173 million on a right fielder. He moved him to center fielder this year in Jason Heyward. So I don't think that's going to happen. How about the first time he tells Mike Trout to dress up like a giraffe? It's animal costume day tomorrow. How about that? How about the is Pujol still going to be on the team? I mean, I don't even know. But how about when he tells these guys to dress up like farm animals and fall on all fours and make sounds? I mean, you know what? He's got the formula that lasts 3-4 years. Then you get tired of him, regardless if he wins or loses, and you let him go.
That is crazy.
Right?
Yeah. Well, you know what?
How about the first time he gets together? Listen, he says, we're going to have rodeo clown day. Whoever has the best rodeo clown outfit. You know, the guys with the baggy pants and the suspenders. The guy with the big barrel around him.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait till he starts doing that with the Angels. Those guys, they're laid back as it is.
Oh, my goodness. You know? Reminds me of the Bill Veeck days. Is he the Bill Veeck of managers with all these crazy ideas?
He's the guy that started some of this stuff, a lot of this stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
Really?
Walks in one day, he walks into the clubhouse, there's a parrot on his shoulder, you know, walks in, there's a lion with him. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen.
That's crazy.
I mean, that's the way he is. Is he going to do that over there?
Uh-huh. Well,
are they going to probably try to get rid of the opioid problem they have there first?
Oh, geez.
Because I'll tell you what, they got issues with the Angels clubhouse. Trainer saying he was giving Tyler Skaggs, and I told everybody on Bears Barroom, how come it's an accidental overdose? Yeah, because you got a drug guy supplying him junk. And you know what? Mm. They got bigger problems. So I don't know if he can approach it like it's clown town.
Yeah. It's going to take a whole different mindset. But, you know, a lot of those wacky things that he does might be perfect for California. They like doing wacky things out on the West Coast.
And they have the costumes right in the closet.
That's right. They don't have to go far
for
them.
It should be a better – look, they're not in the Yankees division, right?
Right, that's for sure,
I mean, they could be worse.
Yeah.
What do you got? You got Texas. I mean, I don't even know. Oakland.
Let's see.
You know what
Let's
I mean?
Do a quick scan of the West
Of the
division.
American League West.
Yeah.
Oakland. Texas. The Angels. Who am I? Seattle.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. You got it.
He can win that. That's out of all the divisions in baseball, that's the most winnable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got Houston. Mm-hmm. 107 wins for the
third conference is very I missed doing it last week trying to get German.
The Angels were only 35 games behind Houston, so they do have have some work to do. So here's the thing.
Wait, is Houston in their division?
Yeah, Houston is in their division.
Oh my God.
So he's got some problems.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I keep thinking they're in the National League. No,
I know.
They're the American League. Oh, my God, where's the rope? You could dress up and try to be champions. Wow.
Mike, the whole thing of Houston playing in the American League, I still have not gotten over that. It's just bizarre to me, but we'll talk more.
They're playing the Yankees. I guarantee you there's people that are casual fans
yep.
that think it's the World Series.
That's right, exactly. Like me.
When the Astros played the Sox.
That's right. It is still confounding to me, but I'll get used to it one day.
Hey, I'm not used to it. I just said he had an easy way to go. There's nobody in that division. Are you kidding me? They're a machine.
They're bigger
than the Big Red Machine.
Yeah, that is true. Houston is going to be a good team for a while. That is for sure. So Joe Maddon has got some work cut out for him. Now, the interesting thing is that if he does lure a big contract player, you know, I was listening to Stephen A. Smith on First Take, ESPN's First Take show.
You were listening to me.
That's him.
You were listening to me.
And
the 76ers ain't nothing. I'll tell you what. I lived in this. I'm going to be as calm as I can be. Hey, I can imitate Stephen. Yeah. Imitation's the best force. Form of flattery, plus I was the first guy.
That's
okay?
Right. That's right. You
what
were.
About me? All right, so, what do you have to say?
So he was asked, what was the first thing he thought about when the Nationals won the National League Championship Series, and he said something that he echoed a lot of what you said, so I'm going to play it back for you. Here it comes.
You signed 13 years, $330 million with the Philadelphia Phillies. You are home watching this former team that you played for
Bryce
head to the World Series for the first time. Meanwhile, you're in Philly. You didn't make the postseason. Your manager is gone. Manny Machado, $300 million. You didn't make the postseason. Your manager is gone. Mike Trout, you signed for $430 million. You didn't make the playoffs. Your manager is gone. Big-time money given out to big-time players. But one player in baseball ain't going to cut it. And obviously, the Nationals find life considerably better without Bryce Harper.
So what do you think about that? I mean,
he always followed me and anything I do. I believe I said it a week or two ago.
Yes.
But, you know, maybe Steven did. The problem is, you know what? I have great platforms. Bears Barroom, Vegas Scores and Odds Advantage. Believe me, I'm not complaining. AM 1000. We'll talk about it probably on Friday.
Sure.
But you know what? On ESPN. But if I had his platform, he would have heard this stuff 2 weeks ago.
Right.
I mean, don't tell me now about Bryce Harper. I understand. I said Monday on the show, folks, he can't even go out for a beer right now.
Yep.
I mean, it's got to be tough. But then I just read, now maybe it's wrong, and maybe you could check on this for me, Eldo.
Sure.
This is an organization he left. They offered him $300 million for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So he leaves these good people after they give him that kind of offer. They sign him over there. I mean, he's going to be like luggage, old luggage, for 12 years in Philadelphia. The manager's fired already. He's had a couple guys gone. Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I just read where Washington's inviting him back out to throw the first pitch.
Is that right?
Now, let me tell you something. If you're Bryce Harper and they have class enough to do that, you say thank you. You did a lot maybe for their organization, but you're an asswipe for leaving them, man.
Wow.
Period. End of story. That's a good organization over there. I've never always been on the same page with GM Rizzo
right.
because he gave himself an extension when they were struggling. And Strasburg, I didn't like the way he handled him in the early days, but I'll give Mike Rizzo all the kudos in the world. You became a better team when you got rid of that guy, and now you look even better as an organization because you're offering, from what I'm understanding, I don't know if it's been nailed down yet, but he's very flattered, and he was in tears, an opportunity to throw out the first pitch. And that might be the only way. That might be the only way he'll get into the World Series.
USA Today.
Beat that one, Steven.
You hear that, Steven?
I'm doing the best I can. Tomorrow I'm going to be out early. Okay?
Over $300 million, Mr. Harper, was offered by the Washington Nationals, according to a couple of different sources.
Sure.
A 10-year, over $300 million contract. He said no to that, went to the Philadelphia Phillies, and he's sitting at home now watching his former team in the World
Series.
Is there
anything about him? Did you see anything about him throwing out the first pitch? I mean, that's what I'm hearing.
Okay, let me see.
So I'll look for it, but, we'll continue the show.
Absolutely.
Because you know what? I don't know if it's out there or not yet.
Yeah, I have not seen anything, but I'll keep looking.
It might have been somebody that suggested it on Twitter. I might have read it wrong.
Right.
We'll find it.
Well, and I've got a little sound here of Matt Scherzer after the game yesterday, like a minute after the game. ESPN reporter Pedro Gomez caught up with him and got his
Pedro Gomez, you think he's Latino?
Yeah, you know what?
I think he's Irish. Oh, Pedro's a good guy.
He's a good
stuff.
He's a good baseball reporter, no doubt. He caught up with Matt Scherzer, and this is what the conversation sounded like.
What is it about this starting staff? It's like each one wants to do better than the previous one.
No, we're just all in sync. We're locked in, and
that Tiger staff also was incredible. You know how far you can go with a great staff. What can this team do in this final week of the season?
I mean, it's going to take everything we got from everybody. It's just going to take a collective group effort to get this done. But, man, here we go.
Mike, I forgot that Matt Scherzer and Anibal Sanchez were part of that Detroit Tigers team that went to the 2012 World Series.
So was Verlander.
Oh, that's
was he
right.
on that team then?
Verlander was on that team. You're right.
They're in Houston. He's in Houston now.
Correct.
So, yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, Max Scherzer's the guy that went at it with Harper in the dugout one day during the game.
Oh, my gosh, yes, that's true.
And Matt Williams went at it with Harper. Harper was a clubhouse. There was an issue in the clubhouse with some of the veteran players, especially when he got there early. Believe me, I'm not going to beat up Harper today, though, because he's getting beat up enough by just sitting at home and he's having to turn on the TV and see that big W up there. You know what I mean?
We'll return right after this quick message. Now, I got more sound from post-game conferences yesterday. Howie Kendrick and Ryan Zimmerman, two veteran guys, are going to their first World Series. And let's all remember that this team, this Nationals team, started the season 18-31. This is
right.
This is a message to all baseball fans. And so Howie responds first to the question, you know, what were you guys going through when it was 18-31? And then Ryan Zimmerman pops in here in this 45-second soundbite. Here comes.
Even though we were losing, nobody really panicked. I don't think there was a sense of panic. We didn't blame anybody. You know, we didn't point the finger at any one person. It was us as a team. And, you know, guys started grinding. You know, we started getting a little bit of luck here and there. But at the same time, guys put in the work. And we started having success. And
yeah, I mean, it's simple. You could either quit or you could, you know, you could play. You sign up to play 162 games. And I've played some where you lose a ton of games. And I played those games just as hard as I play these games now. That's what I've always been taught. Doesn't matter if, you know, who you are or how much money you make or what team you're on. You sign up to play 162 games. And whether you're 31-19 or 19-31, you still got to play the rest of the season out. So we had a choice. We could either basically roll over and quit or come in, like we said, each day and try and win that game that day. And we chose the second one.
Mike, what a lesson. What a lesson. I hope that guys like Chris Bryant and some of the other Cubs players heard that, because I think that some of those guys stopped playing after a while. What do you think?
That's why Joe Madden's gone.
Yep.
I mean, think about that. They had a good enough team, I thought, to win the World Series. That doesn't mean, you know, that, you know, you've got to be obligated to win the World Series, but I thought that they were going to be a tougher out. I thought that they were going to at least make the playoffs, and it just didn't happen that way. And now, you know what's crazy? As I look at these teams in the league, 4 years ago, the Cubs, I thought, were going to be dominant for 10 years. Now I look at the Cubs, and I'm looking at the teams that are in the playoffs. We're far away.
We are.
We are far away.
Yep.
Because, you know what? I like Hamels. I like Quintana. I like the pitching we have. But, I mean, they're not Scherzers. They're not Verlanders. We got rid of Arrieta. He hasn't been performing all that well either. It just seems like their starting staff, it's good, but it's older. And these other players, every time you get an injury like Bryant has gotten injuries, you get older. I mean, not as far as age goes, but as far as just your body goes. And, you know what? They had some injuries this year. We'll see what happens. But you know what? Now that I look at these teams and I look at how the Cubs played, I'm even more settled with the fact that Madden deserved to go. He deserved to go. There's no doubt about it. They didn't play up to their capabilities. You had been telling me you thought they stopped listening around August, and you were right.
It was just a gut feel. I had no inside information. It was just what I was seeing on that baseball field really concerned me, and I was and I just shared it with you. I wonder really if the California Angels, or the LA Angels as they're called now, I still can't get used to these names. The Astros in the American League, the Angels are in LA. Whatever.
All right, calm down. You'll be all right. But I'm with you.
I don't know if spending all that money on Joe Madden, and we haven't gotten the contract details, but you know it's going to be a mint. I don't know if that's the right way to go. And as you and Stephen A. Smith have been saying, spending all that
Mike
money.
And I have talked about this inevitably.
Spending all that money on superstars just seems like a weird way to go. It's almost like you probably should spend the money on pitchers like a John Lester. That was a good signing. But they're so unpredictable because they can break down. And I think that was also part of the discussion on ESPN's First Take. You know, baseball is just such a weird game with the salaries and the injuries and players not living up to contracts. It bugs me a bit, man.
Well, you know what? It bugs you, but you gotta live with it. Yep. There's nothing we can do about the salaries.
That's right.
There is nothing we can do. The Cubs pay. They have a pretty good payroll. You know, what bugs me? Look, the salaries can bug you that they're spending too much. Does it bug you that the White Sox hardly spend anything? That bugs me.
Yeah, that's true.
And you know what? Think about that. I mean, Tampa Bay had, but see, Tampa Bay did it right. I think they had a payroll of $80 million. A Cubs have a payroll of $200 million.
Well, and I think I saw this. I think I'm correct. When Tampa Bay's payroll was actually less than the White Sox, Mike.
Yeah. Yes. I think it's $80 million or
yeah,
something.
I
don't know.
I think you're right. I can look it up.
Yeah. And you know what? So I would say this. At the end of the day, I don't care what they're getting paid. You expect them to perform. And the Cubs were getting paid, not individual players, so to speak, but they have a lot of name players that commanded mid-level salaries. You know,
yeah.
And it just totaled up a lot of things. Plus the manager, Joe Mann, by the way, only a 3-year deal with the Angels, a 5-year deal with the Cubs.
5 years.
So they got him on a shorter leash here.
Yeah.
They can let him go in 2 years if it doesn't work.
Lots of people contacting me in the chat room and on my my phone message. Tampa Bay Rays, $64 million team salary, the 32nd in the Major League Baseball. The White Sox were at 26 at $91 million. And this, according to SpotRack.com, number one, Red Sox, $229 million. Number two, Cubs, $218 million, followed very closely by the Yankees and Dodgers. Wow.
Yeah. Well, those are your big market teams.
Yeah. Yeah, and they can afford
the White
that.
Sox are the only big market team that tries to pretend that they're in a small market.
Mm-hmm.
They're a big market. They're in Chicago, and they average 20,000 people. They have a low payroll like they're in Tampa. I mean, it's a joke. That's why they don't win. You got to spend money, and they're going to have to spend money. And you know what? This was supposed to be, according to what I've been hearing, the beginning of them to be in contention. I see nothing that suggests that to me. Nothing.
Hart 4803 says that Jerry Reinsdorf is dreaming about that Tampa Bay payroll.
And you know what? I told everybody, including Harp and all the White Sox fans out there, and even Aldo's a little guilty of this.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Because you guys, it's at times, the promotion and being falling over backwards for Lewis Robert and Vaughn, that's the hocus pocus dominocus. Look what's coming, guys. You're 20 under 500, but look what's coming, fellas. Look what's coming, guys. And then they'll show you a Charlotte Knight highlight, and then somebody from a Sox with a Sox logo on their profile will go, oh, my God, look at this guy. I can't wait till he comes up. What are they waiting for? In the meantime, we stink. Pay attention to the home team. Start exerting some pressure. And you know what? The fans, Reinsdorf don't care if the fans go or not, because he averages 20,000. And the fans that keep going, I give them all the credit in the world. But in my world now, you're saps. You are saps. And he's the guy that said, second place or bust. He's the guy that's been quoted that he says, don't finish higher than second.
I'm surprised.
Period.
I'm surprised that isn't a bigger scandal.
Well, they talked about it for a day or two because we talked about it and some other podcasts, especially with good ones, especially with well-produced ones, and especially with well-regarded and listened to ones, put the pressure sometimes on terrestrial radio. Back in the day, when I did radio, I was the voice. Me and Jiggs or McNeil and Boers. What you heard from us, that's what you were going to hear about sports. There were a thousand podcasts out there. And you know what? I'm glad that there are, because back then I wouldn't have needed a podcast to talk about anything or everything. Today's guys, today's hosts, they need these podcasts to at least move them to talk about it a little bit.
Can't wait to read the autobiography and see the movie Raging Mouth, because you're going to show us those glory days of sports radio that really changed the industry. And
it's a library now.
That's right.
Sports radio's a library. That's why.
That's right.
That's why there's so many great podcasts out there. Mm-hmm. Because if the radio was sensational like it used to be, and I'm not just talking about sports radio. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about radio across the board, whether it's talk, general talk, music, whatever. If you've been on the air the last 8, 9, 10 years in Chicago, okay? You're part of the disgrace that has been the downing of Chicago radio.
Oh, man. You said it right there. I might pull that clip and put it all over social media.
It's the way it's been. Radio in Chicago used to be the number one. Chicago radio, WLS, these people.
Oh, yeah.
You look at the decisions that are made, and then you look at the people that make the decisions now. Take a good look at them. They jump from station to station, company to company, selling their bull. That's what they do. And what do we have to listen to? The same guests every day. It's just nonsensical. And that's got to straighten out.
I hear you.
Did I sound a little bit inflammatory?
No, I wouldn't say inflammatory. I just chatted.
It just disgusts me to see what I've seen over the last 5, 6, 7 years. But then you see who the bosses are for the most part. And then you go, okay. And then I'll give you a perfect example.
Okay.
When I left the Score, okay,
mm-hmm.
I waited about a year. I was doing TV and everything. I talked during that time to 6 program directors. Okay.
Okay.
And all 6 of them are out of radio now, except one. Except one. All 6. These are people that make decisions. I said, listen, if you hire, but you know what? That was fine. They'd have jobs now. Bottom line is, you got to go out and you got to hire. What happened with the newspapers? Where are the Irv Cupsonis?
Where's the
Mike Roykels?
Yeah.
Where are you? You need in the media stars, whether it's radio, TV, newspapers, movies, okay?
Yep.
Do Goodfellas with 3 unknowns.
Yep.
It's never the movie it was, ever. I don't care how good the acting is.
I'm with you. I'm with you there. There's no doubt about it.
Where would Goodfellas be without De Niro, Pesci? Let's say they had 3 younger guys.
Right.
Okay? Then you have mobsters with Christian Slater, and it sucks. Okay?
Yeah, right.
That's all.
You said it, man. Hey, and when you were talking about the White Sox, a movie came into my mind. One of my favorite movies is Shawshank Redemption. And
right.
the famous line there is, hope is a good thing, maybe the best of things. And so guys like Hart 4803 and me and other, and Joy Two Scoops, big time White Sox fans, we look at these reports in the minor leagues and our hope just surges that we...
Yeah, but every team's got those guys. You think the White Sox are the only team in baseball that has prospects? I mean, Andrew Benintendi from the Boston Red Sox. I watch Boston games. They don't show highlights of their minor league teams. I watch baseball from around the country. The White Sox, I'll give them this. They're the leader in trying to make their minor league team their major league franchise.
Yeah.
I'm being serious.
No, I get you.
You think the Yankees, look who's done. They'll do a little segment on the farm every so often. They're trying to win pennants.
Sure.
And when you say the White Sox sell hope, you're right, Aldo. They sell hope, but with his second place finish proclamation, keep the carrot dangling in front of him. You know what he's been selling you guys? False hope, and you guys have been buying it.
Well, it's hard to argue with you on that. I mean, we do have we do have a World Series in the belt. What was that? 2000? I forgot what year it was.
It's 34 years of ownership. Don't confuse activity with accomplishment, my friend.
Do you think that World Series was almost like an accident and that
it was? They almost blew it.
Yes, it's true.
They almost blew it. They had a huge lead and they almost blew it, but then they went and got the job done. We'll take nothing away from those guys because he's the guy that went up to Jack McDowell and said, I want to finish second. Keep the carrot dangling in front of your eyes. And he told McDowell that. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
By the way, I can't find anything on Bryce Harper, so
yeah.
Maybe I just read that wrong.
Well, it could have been one of those tweets, you know,
that was... It was a tweet maybe suggesting, but
yeah.
I thought I saw
okay.
it, but it's not out there.
Yeah, I haven't found anything either. I
wanted to clench my soul of that stupid thing I said, unless it comes true. Then I'll say I called it.
There you go. I did find this. The Washington Capitals won the Stanley Cup in 2018. A week ago, the WNBA's Washington Mystics won the championship there. Now, the Nationals are in the World Series. Do you place, as a professional gambler, do you place any value in, for lack of a better way of putting it, karma or a vibe that's going on in a city? Because given what's happened in D.C. and the way they're winning championships, do you go to the betting window and just kind of feel like, hey, the Nationals are going to probably win this World Series because that's the vibe going on over there? What do you think?
Well, first of all, St. Louis didn't show up, number one.
Oh, my gosh.
They just were up to probably one of the worst postseason teams I've ever seen. They were deplorable. Yeah. Second, yeah, you got the vibe in Washington, but what kind of vibe do you think they're going to have in Houston or New York if they win? See?
True.
So, you know what? It's not like they're going to play the Little Sisters of the Poor. The Washington Nationals have great pitching. You got Strasburg, you got Corbin, and you got Scherzer. I love those guys. You got no Harper, which actually was an addition by a subtraction. Eaton's done a great job in right field. That's another guy the White Sox got rid of. They got rid of Quintana. They got rid of Sale. They got rid of Adam Eaton. They get rid of these players, and then they bring them in with low-income players to make their payroll low to finish as high as second place. That's what aggravates me. So I'm not going with the fact. I'll bet each game individually because I did bet some Cardinals and lost. I did bet but I did win with some over and under totals. But yeah, I think I'll go with each individual game. I don't bet on who's going to win the series.
There you go. Now, the American League series, Game 4 was postponed tonight, and so tomorrow for the Yankees, they're going to throw out Masahiro Tanaka, who pitched in Game 1, threw 68 pitches. So he's going to be well-rested, and this is really going to help the Yankees, who are down 2-1 in the series. This rain delay has really helped the Yankees kind of get their pitching staff back together, because the Astros, right now, their pitching staff was much better rested. They had used fewer pitches. They had fewer pitching changes in the first three games. So what do you think about the Yankees' chances moving forward now that this game has been delayed? We're going to see Game 4 on Thursday and then Game 5 on Friday.
Well, I'll tell you in a minute, ladies and gentlemen, but first I want to let you know about Vegas Scores and Odds. The Vegas Scores and Odds Advantage on every Monday at 1 o'clock, Wednesdays at 3 o'clock with me and Aldo Gandia. Do a great job, Aldo Gandia. Follow him on Twitter. Follow at Bears Barroom. By the way, Vegas Scores and Odds, I want to thank all you listeners out there. Now let's get to 1,000. We just took this thing over. We're over. We got to 615. I wanted 600 from 485. We're up to 615 and counting. Bears Barroom, I want to get as close to 10,000 as we can. Now, at Vegas Scores and Odds this week, despite having an 0-3 week with my guy Aldo, I was 22-8 the last 30 days in baseball, 46-28. It's right there in the front page, last 30 days off sports. I'm 11-9. The last 7 days, Green Bay just cut my throat the other night. Dennis Macklin's hot for us. He's 22-10 in first place on sports. He's right below me the last 30 days at 50-40. Want to give Dennis a little shout out. Call 1-866-504-2201 for our free Winners Daily recorded message. We have them up there every day. 1-866-504-2201. Plus all those wonderful commercials you hear on Westwood One, Premier, all the great, great places.
ESPN.
ESPN, of course. We're going to start. I mean, it's all over the country. We appreciate everything that Vegas Scores and Odds does for us. Now, we'll get back. Now, what was that question you were asking me again, my friend?
With the rain delay, do you think, how much do you think it helps the Yankees?
I heard somebody said on Twitter today, a baseball writer going, you know, Tanaka's got to do good, even with the rain out tomorrow, and help the bullpen because they're beleaguered.
Right.
But this day off is good.
Yeah.
So there's guys that can go tomorrow. Tanaka does. He has got to go so the Yankees can win. He can't get to the bullpen in the fourth inning or the fifth inning or the sixth inning. But you know what? The team with the best pitching usually wins. It's going to be hard for me to believe. Even though the Yankees got to win, it seems like they've been losing every game. But you know what? I see a lot of free swingers on the Yankees. They had a bad game yesterday. Gardner ends up misplaying the ball in the outfield. You know what? It's going to be tough. But, yeah, Tanaka, he doesn't scare me. I don't know. I mean, who scares you more? Scherzer, Verlander.
Yep.
I mean, these guys that are unbelievable. Gerrit Cole.
Yep.
I mean, come on. Does Tanaka, I mean, out of all of them, the Yankees have always had, like I said the other day, You have a Whitey Ford, maybe. You have an Allie Reynolds. A Don Larson with the perfect game.
Oh, my God.
He had been out drinking the night before. Yogi Berra says you could smell the booze on his breath.
I love it.
It's unbelievable. But really, they don't have the Drysdales, the Colfaxes, the Gibsons. They've never been known for that. They're a hitting team. And it's amazing that they've won 27, 28 pennants, World Series, with that kind of with hitting. I mean, so now, you know, and just average pitching. But they're so powerful until you meet a team like this.
Now, just from a pure baseball fan perspective, do you prefer the Nationals playing the Yankees or the Nationals playing the Astros?
To be honest with you, I would like to see – it wouldn't bother me either way. I'm not one of those guys, oh, the ratings aren't going to be good. Tampa's playing so-and-so. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm not a corporate executive that works for one of these stations. I want to see baseball by the best players.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
I'm with
just
you.
Just like when you go to handicap and Vegas scores odds, because we're going to be giving out our picks in just a few minutes, folks.
That's right.
When you want to stay here, you don't want to go because I'm pissed off. I'm 9-9. I'm not used to being 500 at anything.
I'm kind of with Kevin, Nationals and the Astros. He says this in the chat room. I would like to see that matchup just because, you know, the players involved in Verlander potentially pitching against Scherzer. That will be a classic matchup. But if the Yankees, you know, advance to the World Series, it's going to be not because of Tanaka. It's going to be because the Bronx Bombers are back. And so that would make for an interesting World Series, too, hitting versus pitching. But so either way, we can't lose, but my number one preference would be to see the Stros and the Nationals out there, although I still will think it's a National League pennant game and not the World Series with the Stros in the American League.
Well,
I can't get over that.
Yeah, you know what? Here's what I can't wait for. I can't wait, you know, for football to take full hold pretty soon, okay?
Oh, yeah.
We've had a long baseball season. Our teams aren't in it. I would love to see the Astros. I'm with Kevin. The Astros versus the Nationals. You may have a Verlander-Scherzer matchup. Who knows? It's going to be Cole. They got a lot of good pitchers. They got some good hitters. Rendon is one of the most underrated players in baseball with Washington. He's made a name for himself. So that's it, my friend.
And you know what? The other thing about postseason play, and especially the World Series, is that every pitch is amplified, and you are like on the edge of your seat for every pitch. During the 162 game regular season, you sit back, you're drinking beer, you're talking and so forth. No, not during the World Series. You're paying attention to every pitch. And then so finally, baseball to me really super matters during the World Series. All right, I'm gonna play this music, and it means
yeah. All right. All my vehicles, ladies and gentlemen, having the time of my life. Oh, there it is. I got, oh my God, I'm aroused. Are you kidding me?
We're not in the same room, listeners. We're not in the same room.
We're going to talk. We've been a little heavy baseball today because, you know, we got football coming up. But here's the interesting thing about the rain out tonight. Tomorrow, it's the playoffs versus the National Football League with the football game on Thursday Night Football. You think the football – in fact, I think there were some switches at Fox and everything else, but you got the Chiefs and the Broncos playing tomorrow at the same time as you're going to have
the baseball game.
So it will be interesting. I guarantee you now, just because of gambling alone, don't you think the NFL is going to beat the playoff game out? Although, here's the key.
Absolutely.
Houston's the number four market. Here I go, acting like the corporate executive.
Oh, there you go.
Said I'd never be. See, I walked right into a door here, but I called it on myself. Houston's the number four market, and the Yankees, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
So you got the 1-4 baseball markets going against the Denver Broncos, and that's going to be tough tomorrow. That's going to be a tough game. Denver and it's going to be a good game. What are you inclined to watch, the Chiefs or the Broncos or the baseball game, Aldo?
Well, I am very thankful that I can have two TV sets at the same time, so I'll be watching them both. But here's the thing, Mike.
You know what? That is such a cop-out. Can I just say this to everybody out there? Let's say you only had one TV and it was a 22-incher and it had antennas. And you didn't. Well, first of all, If you're on that 219, listen to this. If you're on 219 on DirecTV,
right?
That's that Fox station. If the games are on there, a lot of the hotels don't even get it.
I know. That was just what I was going to say. The fact that the football game is on Fox and the baseball game, I don't know what channel it is. Every time I got to look for a baseball game, I don't know if it's going to be ESPN, Fox Sports 1, TBS, blah, blah, blah. And I get frustrated. I go, you know what? I'm going to watch a rerun of Law & Order.
You know what's funny? The first round of the playoffs, I was looking all over for the game. I went to TBS. I went to TNT. I went to Animal Planet, for God's sake. I went everywhere. I went to WGN. They don't carry baseball anymore. Too successful. I went to Fox. I went to ESPN. You know what it was on?
What?
The Major League Network.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
That's 213. Hey, I should have known that earlier, but my God, who thinks that with all these stations?
Hey, when you went to Animal Planet, was Joe Madden on there?
Hardy har har, hee har har.
I'll go back.
You got a little Norton in you on that, Aldo.
Yeah.
Hey, when you watch the Animal Planet, you see Joe Madden, Ralphie boy. I love it. All right, can I give the Aldo's going? We started this 10 minutes ago. For God's sake, God high. Please give us some picks and give us some winners this week. I got winners.
All righty.
Oh, do I have winners for you, Aldo? And I'm going to tell you something. These winners are something. Now, I put down by mistake, it's a Friday night game. These are Thursday night games.
Okay.
Tomorrow. I'm going back to the den of death because I'm stubborn. I don't like to get beat up by college football. Last year, I dominated with both. I got beat up on this show with college football. Where do I go? I go right down that alley again. Now, maybe I'm the guy that says I'm going to go down the alley and win the fight this time and get knocked out again. But I'm going to start off with, you have in on Thursday night at 8 o'clock, Stanford versus UCLA, okay?
Big one.
Stanford is a 6.5-point spread. It's at 8 o'clock. I'm going to take the UCLA Bruins plus the 6.5. And I'm going to go with them, and I'm going to go with the over in that game, 52. The UCLA Bruins plus 6.5, and the over, 52. That's my first two picks. Now,
maybe that's the game I'll watch instead of the baseball game or the NFL game.
I got news for you. The baseball game and the NFL, they're, well, I got Denver and KC up at Vegas scores and odds right now.
Oh, great.
I got the side. I got the total. I probably will have action on the World Series. I should be committed by early Friday morning if things don't go right, okay? I'm going to have action on all of them. I got at Vegas scores and odds. I got Denver and Kansas City. I'll have the Yankee game up tomorrow. But for this show, and these are Vegas scores and odds, free picks also, folks. I am going to probably go with UCLA plus the 6.5. I'm going with the over 52 in that game. And then if I lose both games, I'll be miserable till Sunday. And I don't think I will lose both games.
No, no way.
But Sunday, I got a huge, huge game for this crew here. I have the Cincinnati Bengals, ladies and gentlemen. The Cincinnati Bengals playing the Jaguars. Now, everybody's talking still about the Jaguars. They lost a tough game last week.
Yep.
They lost 13-6. That Minshew guy's a good quarterback. But I think they might have caught lightning in a bottle. Now, when I say I think they might have caught lightning in a bottle, I'll tell you what. Cincinnati is as dull as those new bulbs that you're dimming. You know what I mean?
Yes, I know.
They are horrible. I mean, they are absolutely horrendous. They're 0-6. They're playing the Jaguars at 2-4. They're getting 3.5. Take the Bengals. So I got UCLA. I got the over UCLA, and I got the Bengals plus 3.5 at 0-6. That's what the system gives me. If I'm 0-3 again, I'll fess up like I do it in Accountability Tuesday, and that's it. But you know what? These are the games I'm given. Plus, I got to get earlier reads because last year we did the show on Friday. I go with the available games that are ready. I had a great read on this Cincinnati game. Aldo, back to you.
awesome. And that, again, like you said, that Cincinnati game is at Cincinnati. So it's the Jaguars traveling to Cincinnati. That's going to be a really, really great win for you, Mike, because I
hope so.
I'm not going to jinx it. I'm not going to say anything.
You like it?
I like it a lot.
All right, wait a minute. Hold on. Give me a pen. Somebody, anybody. My God, help me.
He's scratching it out.
Yeah, I'm sticking with it. What the hell? I'm going to go kill myself. Yeah, there's a Brahma bull in the yard. I bought it for him to gore me. Okay.
That is hilarious. All right, and there's another big game on Sunday, and it is our Chicago Bears are coming off of the bye. Yeah, off of their trip to London where they lost to the Oakland Raiders. They were upset. And in that time, we've learned two things about the Chicago Bears, at least these two things. Number one is that Kyle Long is done for the season and maybe his entire career with the Chicago Bears, and that Akeem Hicks over at the defensive line, he is done for the next several games and maybe the season. So what's your gut telling you about the Chicago Bears team, Mike? Do you feel that perhaps Lady Luck with, you know, last year this team did really well with the injuries. Do you think that Lady Luck has finally said, adios, I'm going to go give somebody else some good luck on the injury front? What are your thoughts?
Well, probably, but that shouldn't matter. You got to overcome that. I mean, who are we playing this week? They lost Breeze, and they haven't lost. So are we going to worry about Akeem Hicks being hurt when New Orleans is without their quarterback, Drew Breeze? I mean, seriously, right?
Yeah,
we can't start. See, the Bears, they're setting it all up. They'll start setting up the injury thing with the media. And I'm not kidding you. Yeah, Akeem Hicks is a bad injury. Okay? And Mitch Trubisky's been hurt also. And you know what? They're not going to get – but, I mean, we're playing a team that lost Drew Breeze, guys. Yeah. So I'm not going to cry about injuries against this team. Kamara may not play.
That's
so
right.
So we may be without Breeze. They may be without their running back and their quarterback. Do I have even the balls as a Bear fan to go, we don't have Akeem Hicks? Are you kidding? They don't have their. They may not have their whole backfield in. And yet they're only 3-point favorites after a bye. So it's not going to be the same year, just like I explained about handicapping. Different platforms, maybe you don't have the same year. The Bears, you know, aren't going to have the same year because Akeem Hicks is out, and it's a valuable piece. But I can't blame it on injuries. If I had to lean, though, I'd lean Bears.
Interesting. All right, a little clue there for you guys. Right. Now, defensive line coach Jay Rogers talked about the loss of Akeem Hicks, and he said that, you know what? He's not going to really be totally gone, and he's going to help the team in many different ways. This is what he told the media yesterday.
He's going to be with us throughout the game planning. He's going to be with us on game day. He's going to be on the sidelines, all those kind of things. So you're going to feel a presence of him on the sideline in everything that we do. It's not like we're losing this guy for the season. And all.
Knock it off. I'm going to feel a presence like he's the Messiah. Like it's Fatima. The sun's going to start dancing. He's not playing. We're done. We're screwed on the defensive line. He makes everybody better. Okay? I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, come on. I mean, the insanity I've been hearing this week, you know, between the China thing and, I mean, people are out of their minds. They think anybody buys everything. You know what I mean? It's just a joke.
You don't think that having his veteran leadership on the sideline supporting the younger guys that are taking his place is going to be of any use to the Bears?
No. I think he should be on the field. Then he will. He's on the sidelines. Yeah. You know who's happy about that? Teddy Bridgewater.
He sure is.
You know what? Teddy Bridgewater's going to go, before I take a snap, I just want to say, Akeem, it's great you're here. Your aura is overpowering. Give me a break. He's so happy he's not there.
Well, and the team has still not announced who is going to be the starting quarterback. But Dave Ragone, the quarterback's coach, said that if it's Mitch Trubisky, Dave Ragone.
Former Louisville Cardinal.
That's him.
I bet on that guy. I want to meet him. I got to talk to him about that.
Did you win?
Was it a good game? I remember Dave Ragone.
Yeah.
Come on now. I remember every damn quarterback that's taking me down the pike. I mean, I didn't even know he's the quarterback coach.
Yeah.
I thought Tom Clements was still there, but that was the thing.
Tom Clements, yeah, I remember him.
Remember him?
Yes,
he was gonna
I do.
Be all that.
Exactly. And Ragone said this, if Trubisky plays, no excuses. And that his instincts, whether he wants to run the ball or do whatever, should take precedence. This is Dave Ragone.
When he is available to play, he is going to go out there and play as if he is 100% ready to go, and there's no mental or physical holdbacks or restrictions. And I don't think you can play the position if you're thinking about either one of those. So whenever he's available, you know, we expect him to go out there and play at a high level and execute the game plan and play within his fundamentals.
Do you think that he will play Sunday?
Well, you know, I heard somebody say that Mitch wanted to go back into the Minnesota game.
And it's true. As a matter of fact, just as you were saying that, Greg Braggs was typing that in the chat room.
Okay. And that he's a tough son of a gun. He's missed 3 weeks and he's going to wear a harness. This is serious, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he may be tough, but knowing that he's wearing a harness, he's not completely healed. Are they rushing him back? I don't know. Is this an advantageous spot for him? The New Orleans defense has been playing awfully, awfully good. They've been the ones, the saviors of this, along with Teddy Bridgewater. So, I mean, I'm sort of leery about the fact, I don't think, and I give him, toughness is an important thing. But if he's 70%, you know what I mean? I'm a little bit worried. And you know what? He's one hit away from being out again.
Don't say that, please.
Please. Well, no, I mean, that's the truth.
Yeah, it is.
He's one hit out from being I read he's wearing a harness. Now, I understand that. You sprain an ankle, you want to put the old ace bandage on, sure. You want the support. But if you're a quarterback and you're being rushed, and everybody knows you're still, you know, wearing a harness, you know, I mean, that's not a good thing. So, you know what? I hope he gets rid of the ball quick. He has a tendency, along with Baker Mayfield, to pat the ball, to look too long. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
So you hope that doesn't happen. But they're going to have to get rid of the football. As I talk right now, the Vegas scores and odds at VSAO handicap sheet here has the Bears at -3. The over-under's 38. So this might be a run fest. I mean, listen to the other over-unders in the league. Eagles, Cowboys, 49. Okay. Ravens, Seahawks, 50. Chargers, Titans is 40. 49ers, Redskins with great defenses, 41. The Bears are the lowest total of anybody out there. Jaguars, Bengals, 44. Raiders, Packers, 47. Vikings, Lions, 46. Dolphins, Bills, 40.5. There's three, four games that have come down to about the 40s. The Bears are at a 19-48. That's when the over-unders were at 38.5. Back in the 50s, in the 60s, in the 70s, that's what they're playing right now.
Very interesting. And this was brought up yesterday on one of our sister shows here at Bears Ballroom Radio Network, that Latavius Murray, the backup to Alvin Kamara, he's played well in the past
good
against the
player.
Chicago Bears. In fact, if you recall...
But you'd rather face him.
Oh, yeah. You would rather face Murray. There's no doubt about it. But let me take you back to December 31st.
Love going back!
2017. Murray had 2 rushing touchdowns against the Bears and 111 rushing yards. Now, I think that was probably because the Bears had stopped playing for John Fox.
I was just going to tell you something.
Yes.
Wasn't there a few years there?
Yes.
Where, man, if you brought back Red Grange at 98 years old, like he said now, that he could have run for 100 yards against this Bears defense.
That's true.
Wasn't there a time, I mean, everybody was coming and feasting on us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I understand that. But, boy, and you know what? That tells you he's a good running back. He's sturdy. He's dependable. He knows the system. It's sort of like, you know what? They'll have a drop-off, but not much. I mean, Kamara's a great player. Look, if I told you, if I had the crystal ball at the beginning of the season, and you said, Mike, are the Bears going to beat the Saints? I go, I doubt it. I don't know. I mean, they're going to have Breeze. They're going to have Kamara. Well, they don't. Here's my deal. They had a bye week. They have their quarterback coming back. And we're only giving them 3 points without their running back and with their second string quarterback. But you know why? Because the Saints are a popular team. Bridgewater is like got a great record as a starter. I like the Bears in this one. If I was leaning, I'd lean Bears.
Well, there you go. And Hart 4803 says he likes the over because he thinks turnovers are going to create short fields. So,
well, I hope they're not turnovers by us.
Exactly. Please, no more of those.
You know what? Those are figured into the totals, though. Just like the 85 Bears. You know, you'd see the total. They go, well, they got a great defense. So that's figured in. You're right, though. The Bears are a turnover. They'll get some turnovers. We need Khalil Mack to come back. He had a weak game the last time he played, I think. We need the Bear defense to reestablish. And we got to see what happens to Khalil Mack and the other linebackers without Akeem Hicks.
Yes.
To plug up that middle. Eldo and I, ladies and gentlemen, have talked about Lambert would have been destroyed without Meade and Joe Green and Ernest Holmes.
Yep.
Okay? The guy who used to have the arrow in his helmet. Tell me he wasn't in his head. He wasn't a lunatic. Singletary without Hampton, Fridge, McMichael, destroyed.
Yeah.
So without Akeem Hicks, I'm curious to see what's going to happen with Smith and with Mac.
Yeah, you need those big bodies to occupy offensive blockers, offensive line players, and so that your key guys like Khalil Mack make plays. And another guy that I'd love to see start making some plays because he hasn't since week one is a guy by the name, maybe you've forgotten who he is, Leonard Floyd. Has anybody heard of him? Because I haven't
seen him. The guy made a sack about 3 weeks ago, yeah. And then we can't find him. I think it was with Rokon Smith on the personal reason tour. You know what I mean? I'm just saying.
Too much
I don't
of that
know
stuff
what
going on.
The guy looks like, I mean, built like Tarzan. He plays like Jane. Come on.
There you go.
Let's go.
All right.
I mean, what's the chat room say? I mean, they got to be going. We've been waiting for this guy, right?
Yeah, we've been waiting for Leonard Floyd. He is a huge draft pick investment. I think he was picked 7th overall. He's up for a new contract, so Ryan Pace has to make the determination. Are we going to pay this guy big bucks or let him go and try to find somebody else to compliment Khalil Mack? Leonard Floyd has to start showing the Bears management that he deserves a big fat contract. Because if not, then I think the Bears fans are going to say, bye-bye, Leonard, and let's bring in somebody else with that money he's going to demand.
Yeah, exactly, Aldo. By the way, folks, speaking of money, speaking of demand, Vegas Scores and Odds, the only website you'll ever need. We have games up for tonight. We have games up for tomorrow. We have games up all the way. I have the Denver game up right now with Kansas City, ladies and gentlemen. Go to the website, VegasScoresAndOdds.com. Read my Twitter feed. I'll let you know what's going on. I'll tell you when to go there. Go to the top of my profile page, Vegas Scores and Odds, the best cappers in the business.
You know what? And those cappers, they all have great names. John Anthony, Dennis Macken, Tony Sacco, I like that. Roy Monahan, but nobody has a name like Mike North.
That is one of the worst names of them all.
Get out. What are you talking about? That's a great name.
No, I'm talking, it's a great name, but I mean, you know what? In the guise of the handicapping business, you know, Biff Moneywax, you know,
Biff Moneywax,
Johnny Moneybags, Johnny Moneybags, baby. Now, Mike North is good enough for me, man.
It works
it's
for
good
me
enough
too.
For me. Exactly, my friend. And don't forget now, have a good NFL Sunday, folks. And you know what? Keep us up to, and we'll keep you up to date on everything. We got the baseball playoffs up right now. Go get it.
That's right. And remember, Mike gave you 3 free picks for today. So
let me give them out again. It's
yes,
the
please.
Vegas Sports and Odds scoreboard.
Okay.
I got over UCLA, and then Sunday, Cincinnati.
Right.
Okay?
The UCLA-Stanford game is an over, and you've got UCLA plus the 6.5, and then you've got the Bengals.
Plus
3.5. There you go. We got it out. And, Mike, people were cracking up when you did the Honeymooners reference. I'm Norton. You're Ralph Cramden. So, Ralphie boy, why don't you say goodbye?
What I say about Eldo Gandia and what I think about Eldo Gandia are two different things. So long, everybody!